diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Is going, and everybody just still sit there like nothing happened. And some people told me, oh, we have 50 years. Okay, maybe we have 50 years. How long is it 50 years?
Yeah.
50 years, it's just 50 times 365 days. 50 times of 365 days, that's all we have. 50 times of that. And we don't. We have only 2, 3, 4 times of 365 days. Mm-hmm. I'm not the one who speaks. The scientists, the UN, have confirmed all that. So now we're talking about choice. We don't need to choose anymore. I mean, if the way going like this, there's no need to choose anything. There's only one choice. The going. Everybody. Children, adults, animals, humans, trees, everything. There's enough evidence to know which is the right way to go for saving the planet. We have TV, we have, you know, internet, we have newspaper. We can inform ourselves how dangerous the situation, how serious it is. I ask you only one thing. Change your vegetarian diet. That's it.
I don't have to change myself in this case because I'm not eating meat, so...
Yeah. You're a vegetarian already?
I understand your message.
Yeah, I know you understand. So, why not, huh? Work on that, huh? And you'll be the most powerful principal of all the world of school. Would you do that? Would you be strong enough to be the first one ever change the whole system to save the planet? Even if you alone cannot save the planet, who knows, maybe you start it and everybody will begin.
Yeah, I just follow that.
If you don't have enough or you don't remember all the detail of the information about climate change, how it damaged our environment, and the evidence is already here. Many places already damaged. You can look into Supreme Master Television and look about climate change. Mm-hmm. You have all the evidence you need to talk to your people, in case you forgot. You read newspaper here and there, but newspapers don't always report every day. Then you forget, and everybody read one time, a headline, and finished. And tomorrow go back to do the same thing. If you are a vegetarian, more so, you must do it. For your own belief, even. I mean, how much longer will we live anyway? Even if you die, you do it.
It's true.
So if you tell everybody to be vegetarian, to save the animals, to save the planet, even if they criticize you, take it. It's for the noble cause. But one day they worship you. Yeah, look at how they follow you. Well, they follow your idea in the beginning because you change into the choice. That's step one. Now we make plan B. Just like you started vegetarian choice in the school, people criticize you a lot. You didn't care. The only one choice in this world is one choice, the right choice. The Waldorf is a very prestigious school. Mm-hmm. And if you did that, everybody will follow. Mm-hmm. I hope they follow on time, that we have enough time. Mm-hmm. Not that wait until 15 years or 50 years later, waiting, still thinking we still have time. Mm-hmm. We don't. Maybe the world don't end immediately at 4 years, but suffering gradually and die in agony with sickness, disease, disaster everywhere before it ends. And we don't want that to our fellow human beings mm-hmm. or animals. Yeah, you have to save them. Mm-hmm. I mean, in your world, you have the world to save. You save it in your world. And each one save in his little own world, maybe we can save the whole world then. What else can we do, huh? Yeah. So we have to do in our capacity, yeah? Mm. You convince people first, of course. Mm. You tell them the desperation of it. Mm. Yeah? Do something, yeah? You too, both of you, yeah? Okay. The world and survival is even more important, mm-hmm. more urgent. After the world survived, we can still help each other. But if we don't help the world, then I can't even help anymore.
Thank you very much.
Are you very welcome?
Yes.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
That's really beautiful. This is a birthday for all of us, eh? Yeah, that every day we renew our strength to be good person on Earth and to help whoever we can improve ourselves. Yeah, something I want to tell you about protecting the planet. Even if the whole population of the planet, everybody is only half vegetarian, we can save the planet already. That's the best, the quickest way. Because meat is not only about the land, it's about water, medicine, energy, transportation, pollution from transportation, everything, and conscience. Yeah, make people sick. So if you can tell people to be vegetarian, that's the best thing you can do for them and for the planet. Even if we can keep all the airplane, we can keep all the car, we can keep all the thing now, because CO2 is not as bad as the conscience sickness, and not as bad as spending so much water on animal raising and wasting land and deforestation and transportation. Even if we eat the vegetarian, we still can keep all the airplane, car, train, everything as usual even. Don't even need to rely on the government, because the government cannot always do everything. The government cannot forbid people to eat meat, for example. Maybe they can, but they don't want to do it. So, the best to save the planet is the individual. Just be vegetarian and we save a lot of methane gas, a lot of transportation pollution, a lot of waste on water and land, and those land we can cultivate. Then food for everybody. And the food that we feed the animal, we can feed the hunger. We can never go hungry. The whole planet can be fed if people go vegetarian. And that we can even still keep all the style that we have now. Like the airplane. Yeah, we can. Of course, it's the best if we don't. But still, even if we still have car, airplane, and train and all that, but the planet people vegetarian, then we can save the planet still. But not everybody knows that. Tell whoever you can, okay? To save the planet. But if we cannot, then we cannot.
Okay. I would like to say one remark about the planet, because we are all talking about that, but the nature is not changing. No, we are changing the nature. And we have to bring that out to everybody, because you are all on a good way to be vegetarian. I'm so happy to see that and to hear that. I'm afraid about that, because most of the people all over the world are very nervous and running for money. And it's not the money in our life, it's our personality and to be together with nice people and to live in peace altogether.
One more thing about the climate that everyone worry about that you keep asking me. You know, if we have the blessing of the government, would be good, yeah? But otherwise, everybody can do it. Just be vegetarian and we can save it, you know, save a lot. Because of the bad karma, as you sow, so shall you reap. If we do bad things, we get bad things. It's not just about the physical energy or the waste of water and all that. Even the bad karma come back on us and nobody can save us. Not even God. Because God told us to do this and we don't do it, so He let us free, you know? If you want to make mistake, it's your freedom. God is not somebody who control you all the time. It would be good if He does some controlling, but He doesn't do it. So we have to control ourselves. We have to know what's good, what's bad. Read the Bible, read the scripture of your religion. Really study well to see what the scripture tell you to do. All the tips in any scripture of any religion tell you how to survive here, how you save the planet, and how to live well, and how to go to heaven afterwards. It's all in the scriptures. It's not me saying anything. But now, physically speaking, if or the government give us the blessing and encourage more, and I'm happy that many governments now are encouraging children to eat vegetarian, more vegetable, you know, less meat and more vegetable, and I'm so happy. Maybe we can still save the planet. And one more thing is, if we have the blessing also of the media, every newspaper, every day when they print out a newspaper, they could just print one sentence. Be veg, go green, be vegetarian, go green. That's it. So easy. All the newspaper can do that. They don't have to say anything more. Every day when they print the newspaper, just one headline somewhere. Yeah? Be veg, go green to save the planet. And all entertainment programs, whenever they do some entertainment, they could say it before or after. Please save the planet, be veg, go green, everybody help. And the government put billboard everywhere, be veg, go green, save the planet. And then all the billboard, every advertisement should add one sentence, yeah? Save the planet, be veg, go green, then we'll be fine, we'll be smiling. Even if people eat only half vegetarian, you know, like if you are meat eater, like you eat every day meat. Now you eat only half a week meat and half a week vegetarian. We already can be singing, can be happy. So that's what I think, that's a solution for the planet. If you know some newspaper man, you can suggest this, yeah? Just one little headline, or any headline anywhere. Every day when they print the newspaper, please save the planet, be veg, go green. And if you want to know more, they can ask everybody else, or you can watch our television, or they can ask our website. It's easy. We already advertising a lot on newspapers, but it's not enough. I think all the media should help to save the planet, because if the planet's gone, they also gone. Everybody should realize that money, useless. House, useless. Power, useless. Everybody be gone. So we do what we can, make people realize that, okay? We have to save the only planet we have and the most beautiful one that we know. It's the only one we know, huh? Well, of course you know some other better planets, but they don't know that. They don't know that. For the most people, they don't know that. Yeah, they don't know that we can see other planets. So we do this for the people who don't see. Who don't see other planets. But they think we do it for us. Well, also for us. The longer we live here, the better, no? Can meditate more, eat more pizza, come here and have more fun and... Yeah, we enjoy this planet also, even if we know other planet. Even if we know heaven, we still enjoy this planet very much. And we wish that all the inhabitants can have a safe, beautiful and contented life here, yeah? And all they do is just sacrifice a piece of meat and put in place a piece of tofu. How difficult can it be, my God? if you call that a sacrifice, it's worth it for your children, right? For the next generation to have the planet. And at least until we find a better solution for the planet. Right now we have to stop it. Stop the global warming, because millions of people are already hungry and displaced because of the global warming every day. And if we don't stop it, we even have war. Because when people are too hungry and have nothing to eat for their children, they will make some trouble, yeah? You can't just kill everybody. You can't just go out and kill millions of people. If they rob your house, you can't just do that. See what I mean? So the solution is just be vegetarian. Don't even have to be green yet. Just be vegetarian, then we can save the planet. Last week, the Taiwanese people go all out, you know. They pledge to be vegetarian. They have the slogan, no meat, no heat. I mean, if no meat, then no global warming. That's cute, huh? I think that's very good. Okay, well, I thank you for being vegan or vegetarian, whatever you can.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 5 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life. And now, stay tuned for Animal World, our co-inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you much love and peace under Heaven's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.